Here's Elise Fitzpatrick with a question that can help us figure out whether we're addicted to a certain kind of food.
Is this something that I have to have every day? I don't want to be the kind of person that says, I have to have this food.
This is Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss for Thursday, February 9th. Nancy is continuing the series, Love to Eat, Hate to Eat.
I've been so thankful for my friend Elise Fitzpatrick, who has been willing to come and pour out herself and share out of her life and out, more importantly out of the scripture, what God has taught her about how to break the bondage of destructive eating habits. And if you've not been able to hear the entire series, I want to encourage you to order it. For you, for others that you know and love, members of your family who may be struggling with this. And I want to encourage you to order her book, Love to Eat, Hate to Eat. So Elise, thank you for writing the book. Thank you for helping us know how we can glorify God with our eating and drinking and in everything we do.
Thanks, Nancy.
You've been such a blessing. And one of the things I most appreciate in this book is a series of questions that you provide for disciplined eating. And you take the acrostic, the word disciplined and eating, and you give us 12 questions that we can ask to determine whether our eating is sinful or not. And I do have a concern that some who listen to this series, who maybe have an overly sensitive conscience, may think, oh, well, I just shouldn't eat, or become obsessed with not eating rather than realizing the freedom and the balance that God gives to us. So these questions I thought were so helpful. You have them listed in an appendix, and then you have a whole chapter where you talk through them. And Elise provides a list of the questions with the scripture to go with each one that are a helpful list to memorize, to meditate on as you let the Lord sanctify your life in this area. But let's start with just by talking through some of those questions, and maybe you expand for us on what some of those mean. For example, the first D is the word doubt, and each letter has one word that you can hang that question on. Do I doubt, for whatever reason, that I can eat this food without sinning?
You know, that's a question that is not easily answered unless we've really done some thinking. But generally speaking, I think that for us, we sometimes think, oh, if I eat a cookie, that's a sin. Of course, the Bible doesn't tell us that eating a cookie is a sin. But if for me, at that particular time, to eat a cookie, if I think that that's sin, if I am compromising my conscience when I eat a cookie, then I should not eat it. Because Romans 14 says, he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because his eating is not from faith, and whatever is not from faith is sin. So I don't want to eat anything that I can't eat from faith. Now, for those who would have an overly sensitive conscience, we need to begin to ask questions like, what does God say about what I can eat? So God says that everything is good if it's received with thanksgiving. So I don't want to be in a position where, for me, to eat a specific thing one time mm-hmm. would be sinful. I want to have a strong conscience. But until I get there, I need to be very careful that what I'm doing is in faith.
And it may be for you, and this leads to one of the other questions, but that to eat that cookie, if this has been a stronghold in your life,
correct.
That you know you won't just eat one,
right.
It will lead you to eat the whole box of
right.
cookies, and
right.
then you can't do it in faith.
Exactly. If I know that this is going to be a door of fleshly indulgence for me, then I need to not eat it. Why? Because it's sinful to eat it? Not in its essence, but because I know what will happen to me if I do eat it.
And that's one of the other questions, one of the I's. If I eat this fruit, will it create an inroad for sin in my life?
Right. So I need to know what those trigger foods are. And, stay away from them as long as I can,
mm-hmm.
as long as it's appropriate for me to do so. So if I know, for instance, that I can't eat just one, then I shouldn't eat them, shouldn't start, because it will create a gluttonous habit in my life.
Okay, here's another question you ask. It goes with the S. Will eating this cause a weaker Christian to stumble? What do you mean by that?
If I'm with someone that I know, if I eat a hot fudge sundae with her, what she's going to, and we love to do that kind of thing together with our girlfriends, mm-hmm. right? Is she's going to go home and she's going to overeat because she's doing that, she's violating her conscience, then I have to not do that. I have to also not do it if I eat this in front of her and she sees me doing this, if that makes her think that it's okay for her to do some other thing that would be sinful, then I need, as Paul says, not to put any kind of stumbling block in front of my brother. The Bible says it's not good to eat meat or to drink wine, even though we can do those things, or to do anything by which your brother stumbles.
And that we don't live for ourselves.
Exactly.
This is the law of love, not only loving the Lord with all our hearts, but loving others as we love ourselves.
Exactly.
Here's another question. It's the C in disciplined eating. Am I eating this food because I am coveting it?
Wall Street, or one of those streets in New York, is filled with people who all they do all day long is try to figure out ways to make us covet something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're called marketers.
Right.
And
they're really good at what they do.
Oh, they're very good at what they do. And have you ever in your life seen a hamburger come out of the window of a drive-through restaurant that looked like the hamburger on your television? I've never seen one. But they take pictures of them, and they show them to you. And you see, again, we're back to Eve. She looked at the fruit. She saw that it looked good. It was, the Bible says, a delight to her
mm-hmm.
eyes. So how many times have I been in a restaurant and trying to figure out what I was going to eat, and something went by?
Yes.
Some food went by, and I went, ooh, I got to have that. Now, is it wrong for me to have it? No. I just need to step back a little bit and say, was I coveting this? Was this something I've been lusting after, thought I had to have because I saw it? I just want to be aware of that and not give in to it.
Okay, here's one that's been really helpful to me. It's so practical. It's the P in disciplined eating. Can I eat this food with praise and gratitude?
It's difficult for me personally to eat with gratitude in my heart if I know that what my eating means is that I'm trying to avoid God as my Savior. So it's hard for me to be thankful and avoid God at the same time, which is why I am really striving to put thankfulness into my eating. I want to be thankful for what I have, but I don't want to try to avoid God. So thankfulness, I think, before we eat anything, and why not in the middle of it? Just thank you, Lord, for this wonderful provision you've made. See, if depends on how my heart is relating to God.
And in that process of thanking Him, we're recognizing our dependence upon Him,
exactly.
our need for Him, that we are not autonomous, that we are not in control, that He is the source of every good and perfect gift, and that we owe everything to Him. And that does change the whole way we view food and eating.
Right. And it's the difference, again, between eating independently, autonomously, and eating in God's presence.
Okay, how about this one? This is one of the E's in disciplined eating. Does my desire to eat this flow out of any sinful emotions? Now, we've talked some about that, but what are some of those emotions, sinful emotions at that moment that might prompt that desire, that craving?
Fear and anxiety. I feel anxious. I'm uncomfortable. I feel anxious. Oh, I know I've got this interview coming up I'm going to have to do. I feel really anxious about it. I think I'll go eat some food. It'll make me feel better.
Right after an interview.
Oh, exactly.
Then I feel like I've worked hard.
I deserve this.
Right. Now you know how you can pray for me at the end of today.
Being angry. You know, my whole life is out of my control. I am so unhappy with the way everything is going. I can do one thing, and what I can do is I can eat what I want. You see, anger, depression, or self-pity. You know, I have no pleasure in my life. There's no pleasure in my life at all except in this little food. I'm just going to eat this.
And the ironic thing is we think it'll bring us pleasure.
Oh, right.
But it really just digs a deeper hole, a deeper pit into those very emotions we were trying to escape.
Right, right.
And then the last E, disciplined eating. Will eating this food enslave me in any way? That's such an important question.
See, and that's the question I think that particularly about the way we habitually eat. Is this something that I have to have every day? Like caffeine, and again, everybody needs to do what they want to do with that. For me personally, I don't want to be the kind of person that says, I have to have this food. And let me also say, I come from Southern California where we're all very much into health food. Am I enslaved to only eating certain kinds of healthy food? Mm-hmm. Can I eat food that people give me without saying, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I don't eat that? See, am I enslaved to have a certain kind of food prepared a certain way, served a certain way? Or can I just be thankful for what God puts before me and rejoice in what God's given me without giving myself to it heart and soul?
Heart and soul, that's really the issue. Whatever you do, whether you eat or drink, do it all for the glory of God. And I want to encourage you to get this book, to go to our website and get that list of these disciplined eating questions. We've just touched on several of them. They're practical and they'll help you know in the midst of everyday life, am I eating in a way that glorifies God, or is my eating at this point sinful?
Nancy Lee DeMoss will be right back with Elise Fitzpatrick. They've been talking about Elise's book, Love to Eat, Hate to Eat. We'll send you a copy when you support Revive Our Hearts with a gift of any amount. Just visit reviveourhearts.com or ask for Love to Eat, Hate to Eat when you call with your donation. The number is 1-800-569-5959. That's 1-800-569-5959. Now, let's get back to the conversation between Elise Fitzpatrick and Nancy Lee DeMoss. First, we'll hear from one of the women who have been listening to this series along with us.
I wanted to share my experience. As you say, this is a process. At one time, I lost 50 pounds, and I did it through prayer and deciding that if I thanked the Lord, anything I could honestly thank the Lord for, then I was free to eat it, and that he would give me a conscience not to. Mm-hmm. And I also had another little thing that helped me, and that was we live in our memories. And my biggest thought of temptation, we had a restaurant that had caramel rolls, hot caramel rolls, this big, huge. And I always thought of that as absolutely wonderful. And then I think what it tasted like. And then you go eat one, and it takes you 4 or 5, maybe 10 minutes to eat it, and all I got left is that same memory. Mm-hmm. So when I would crave it, I would just think, savor it in my mouth. How good that tasted. And I was as well off as I was if I'd eaten it, because it would be gone so soon. And where I am in life now, I can't walk like I did and get the exercise that I need. And so I tend to eat more, and I feel like, well, the Lord's going to show me how to handle that, because I need to be content. I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit, and so when I am concerned about what I look like, I keep thinking, well, as a temple of God, I don't want to look too terrible. And so I think like that, but it's a matter of will and faith. If you will to do his will, he works in us to will to do his will, and I just have to believe he's going to do that. And so I rest in that.
Dorothy, I appreciate what you just said about receiving food with prayer and with thanksgiving. And that reminds me, Elise, of a verse in 1 Timothy chapter 4 that you talk about as providing a practical help for when we are faced with temptation. What does that verse say?
For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is made holy by the word of God and prayer. I think that verse is really pivotal to our understanding of food. First of all, we need to be very careful that we recognize that food is good. And I think particularly among younger women who might struggle with anorexia, I have numbers of younger women for whom there are only certain things that they will eat and other kinds of food, particularly meat, is bad, is wrong. So we need to remember that the food that God has given us is good. That doesn't necessarily mean, of course, that we need to eat all of it or that we shouldn't be careful about what we're eating according to our health. But food is good, and it's not to be rejected if it's received with thanksgiving. And I loved what you said, Dorothy, because that's one of the keys that I have found in my life, that if I'm about ready to eat something and I can't thank God for it, if I can't say, Lord, thank you for this food. And you know, it's not even just thanking God for the food, but it's the quieting of the heart that has to take place before you eat something. Because a lot of times when we eat, it's just this sort of shovel it in really fast.
Yes.
Not really thinking.
Mindless eating.
Mindless eating. But just take a couple of moments to quiet our hearts before the Lord and be thankful.
And prayerful.
And prayerful. And recognizing where this food is coming from and that God has been so gracious to us, not only in giving us this food, but also in giving us the bread of life and bringing ourselves back to Christ, even at that moment. I think that that's so helpful just before we eat.
Mm-hmm. It's significant, I think, that Jesus would be, so many times you read in the scripture that when he ate or gave others food, he stopped and blessed the food, gave thanks for it, even at the Last Supper, the communion. I mean, he's got other things on his mind, surely, but he's acknowledging God as the provider and bringing God into his eating and realizing that everything we do on earth, even eating, is supposed to be a picture of a heavenly reality of our communion and fellowship and partaking of food with God, even partaking of Jesus Christ, the bread of life and the water of life. So by receiving our food with prayer and with thanksgiving, we're really illustrating with our eating the grander, greater picture of our relationship with Christ.
Right. And it's so easy for us to forget that, isn't it? It's so easy for us to think, well, this is my food and I'm going to eat it. And, oh, yeah, well, God. Instead of saying, you know, I am sustained moment by moment by his grace and power. Hmm. I can't even lift this fork unless he gives me the power to do so. You see, and that's what we miss that. You see, and of course, that's what was going on with Eve in the garden. Mm-hmm. You know, Satan coming to her and telling her, you'll be like God. You'll be autonomous. You won't have to submit to these foolish rules. You'll be in control. And I think that's what happens with our eating a lot of the times. I'm in control, and I'm going to get it my way, and I'm going to have it when I want it. You see, and then right at that moment, we've got to stop ourselves and calm our hearts again and say, God, thank you. Thank you that I just took a breath to be able to thank you. You gave that to me. And now you've given me this food. Help me to enjoy it, to receive it gratefully, but not to think that it's something that it's not. Mm-hmm. You see, man shall not live by bread alone. My true source of life is you, not this.
It really is an issue of control, isn't it, in
right.
so many of our lives? Whether it's food or relationships or hobbies or our tongue or our attitudes or our moods, so much of the Christian life comes back to, am I willing to surrender control to Jesus as Lord? And I know that many of us, particularly as women, need to let the Lord control this very basic area of what and how and when we eat. Elise, you've been so gracious and giving of yourself to not only write this book, but to share with us here on Revive Our Hearts. And I want to ask if you would be willing to just pray for us right now, to pray for me. I've shared that this is a process that God has me in of transformation and being conformed into his image, and to pray for those of us in this room, our listeners, that God would really be Lord in our lives. So, Elise, if you would just pray for us and ask the Lord to make that a reality in our lives, I'd be so grateful.
Thank you. Father in heaven, how thankful we are that you are our Father.
Hmm.
That we do not face the difficulties of our life on our own or in our own strength. Thank you that you are our Father. We thank you also for the gift of your Son, who perfectly passed the test about eating, who said to his enemy, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Lord Jesus, thank you that the perfection that you attained is ours in you.
Yes.
Thank you for perfect righteousness.
Mm.
And thank you also, Lord, for bearing in your body God's wrath for our sinful eating.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you refused the gall. You refused and didn't have available to you food and drink that would help you, that you did these things for us, that you could purchase for yourself a bride. Lord, help us live in light of that. Please help us as we face our besetting sins, the way that we eat, the way we think about food, the way we think about our body. Please help us, Lord, to focus our hearts and minds on your cross, on what you have done for us, and on the great grace that's available to us through the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I do pray for Nancy and for all the women that are listening today, and for myself, Lord, that you would please help us to eat and drink for your glory, that your Son would be glorified, and that our hearts would be filled with joy. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Nancy Lee DeMoss and our guest Elise Fitzpatrick have been challenging you to surrender your eating habits to God's control. They'll pick up again tomorrow. Unfortunately, we don't have time to air the complete conversation this week. So when you get a copy of the series on 3 CDs, you'll hear quite a bit more material. To get a copy, visit reviveourhearts.com and look for the series Love to Eat, Hate to Eat. Or call 1-800-569-5959. That's 1-800-569-5959. You have an opportunity to see Nancy and Elise in person, along with many other women sharing practical wisdom from their lives. Nancy's here to tell you more.
When women join together, powerful things can happen. You'll have a chance to discover that this fall at the True Woman 12 Conference. The theme for the conference is Seeking Him Together for Spiritual Awakening. I'm so excited about this opportunity for thousands of women to come together to seek the Lord. We'll be asking Him to transform our lives, our homes, our churches, and this nation through His power. At the True Woman 12 Conference, you'll be hearing from speakers like today's guest, Elise Fitzpatrick, along with other friends, Johnny Erickson Tata, Priscilla Shirer, Janet Parshall, and Mary Cassian. Bob Lapine from Family Life Today will be co-hosting with me, and Keith and Kristen Getty, once again, will be leading us in worship. Now, maybe you're like a friend of mine who said to me recently, "I just don't like going to big conferences." Well, I'll tell you the truth, I don't either. It's easy for me to feel kind of lost in the crowd and not to know how to find my way around. And then you got to think of what to do to get things ready to be gone for that long. But let me just say, I'm confident that if you make plans to be at True Woman 12, you will not regret it. I hope that you'll be a part of what may prove to be a historic gathering on September 20th through 22nd in Indianapolis. To get more details about group discounts, about early bird registration, visit us at reviveourhearts.com.
Well, all week we've talked about food and God's glory. Tomorrow, Elise Fitzpatrick will continue the practical discussion, including helpful insight on eating disorders. Please be back for Revive Our Hearts. Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss is an outreach of Life Action Ministries.